Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Brad Linder, in for Dave Heller. In our region, the upcoming Memorial Day weekend serves as an unofficial start of the summer season, and with that, thoughts turn to the Jersey Shore. Justin Osiello runs Jersey Shore Hurricane News and writes the Down the Shore blog at newsworks.org, and he joins us via Skype to talk beach season. Justin, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for having me.
This afternoon, the New Jersey Assembly and Senate approved a measure to ban smoking on public beaches and parks. The bill now goes to Governor Chris Christie, who vetoed an earlier attempt 2 years ago, saying local communities should make their own decisions. If the governor signs the bill this time, what does that mean for people visiting the shore?
It's really not going to mean a lot at this point because the bill will not go into effect until 180 days after passage. However, going to the future, the beaches will have an option to provide a smoking section. This will be an across-the-board ban throughout all municipalities in the state. And I'll add to that from some of the commenting on JSHN, on Jersey Shore Hurricane News, there are a lot of people who are not happy about this. Even non-smokers are saying, I think this is another example of the state trying to trample in on our individual rights. So we'll see what happens.
And as things stand right now, are there some places that already have smoking bans, regardless of state action?
Oh yeah, there are communities up and down the coast. There are at least a dozen communities from Monmouth County down to Cape May County. If you smoke there, they have their own ordinances, and you can certainly face a fine.
So, what condition are the beaches in right now?
Well, generally speaking, overall, the beaches are fine. Each year there's been improvement from Sandy. Obviously, Sandy took a tremendous toll on our beaches. And since Sandy, a lot of communities have seen beach replenishment by the Army Corps of Engineers. But there are some beaches that are struggling a bit. And there was a report issued recently by the New Jersey Sea Grant Consortium that says that New Jersey beaches took a pounding last winter from two major storms. There was a storm in early October and a storm in late January, in addition to a succession of similar, less severe disturbances. And you know what? Those disturbances in some places have resulted in significant erosion. And that's always bad news when the beaches are trying to recover. One thing I'll add to that, though, is that that's only a minority of the beaches. And I have not heard of any beach closures for the season. So you'll be able to still go to your favorite beach. Your beach may be a little more narrow than typical, but we now have a few months of the beaches to naturally replenish. So even if there isn't beach replenishment in your community, Mother Nature will come through for us this summer, and beaches will naturally expand as the sandbars that are currently offshore come back onshore as we head into the summer.
While Memorial Day might be the start of the beach season, temperatures have been in the 80s and 90s this week. It kind of feels like summer already.
The switch to summer just really turned on yesterday like that. It went from early spring right to summer. So it's hot and humid. The National Weather Service is forecasting similar conditions through Sunday. So, you know, sunny conditions, hazy, hot, humid. By Monday, could be a threat of some showers and thunderstorms, more than likely on Monday than the other days. But forecasters are saying that there could be a spot shower or thunderstorm all weekend. Whenever you have heat and humidity, there's always that chance.
Justin Osiello writes the Down the Shore blog for newsworks.org. Justin, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you so much. On a blanket with my baby.